based experience on love.
Bad.
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 Bad. Bad.
Bad.
And life based experience on love. Welcome to the Pum Pum Chronicles. I am your host, Badass Jones, offering personal advice and life based experience on love, sex, relationships, intimacy, with a little Jamaican flair. Welcome to the Pum Pum Chronicles.
Greetings, 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 and welcome, Pum Pum Posse. Bless up yourselves. This is the Pum Pum Chronicles podcast. I am your host, AJ Badass Jones. You can find me on my social media platforms on Instagram and Twitter at the Pum Pum Chronicles Pod. You can also follow my personal page for merch, website links, and a whole bunch of other stuff. That, of course, is badass_Jones_. You can find the podcast. Why do I sound like I'm talking with a heavy tongue? You can find the podcast streaming on all platforms where podcasts can be found, including but not limited to Amazon, Spotify, and Apple iTunes. And of course, if you want to get in contact with me, you can do so in one of two ways. You can either email me at thepumpumchronicles@gmail.com, or you can hit the call-in line, send me a voice note, send me a text. That number is 320-270-1086. Posse, bless up yourselves. It's been a hot minute. We have rolled into 2024. And the year is starting off quite lovely. I must say the weather has been fabulous. A little bit scared because it's supposed to be cold and snowing, and I always get concerned that we're going to roll into like the May spring months, and then like summer's not going to start until like August, and we're going to get like 2 weeks of summer and that's it. But while the weather is nice and the sun is shining bright, I am enjoying it, and I hope that everyone has been well. Back with a new episode today with one of my absolute favoritest people, one fourth of the team, three guys and a girl, of which I'm also part of. Ladies and gentlemen, good people on the planet, you all know him formerly as Slim Stay Scheming, but the new resurrected Slim Stay Teaching. What's going on?
What's going on, AJ? Thank you for having me. I don't have an intro anymore like I used to. If you listen to like our previous thing, we used to have this funky ass intro. That's Dundale, and she pretty much covered what I do on the side, which is three guys and a girl, and that's it.
That's all you do?
All I do.
Really?
That's all I do.
That's okay. You know what? Sometimes life needs to be a little bit low key, and you know, life doesn't always need to be hype. And you being part of three guys and a girl, it's very important. You are a very important member of what we do, and you know, your insights are always valuable. And
you know what it is? I think we go through waves like anything in life. You know what I'm saying? And there's times when we could be really proactive in the game. There's other times where I think life calls us to like settle down and focus in on particular project. So I'm at that focus in part.
I love to hear that. So if people want to follow you or get in contact with you, how can they do that?
Pretty much IG. You know what I mean? You can follow my handle at Slim Stay Teaching. You can, my page is open. You can also follow me through the at Three Guys and a Girl page as well. That's the two best ways to contact.
And for the interested parties, as sexy as he is, as good looking as he is taken. Try don't get beat up. That's all I'm gonna say. If you're gonna DM, keep it respectful. Keep it respectful.
Absolutely. Like I said, if you follow the trend from what a year ago, AJ, a year and a half ago,
yeah,
to now, I'm still saying negative, but you know.
So I wanted to thank you first and foremost, because I know that some part of this conversation may get a little bit personal, and I appreciate you being open to having this discussion. We're going to talk about when a man is loved right, how that manifests. But before we get to that, I'm going to ask you a series of really quick questions in the hot seat. You ready for me?
Go for it. I'm always ready.
Okay.
Are you ready for me? Super good question.
You know, listen to me. When we actually get to the conversation, Slim, I'm never ready for you because you always shock me with certain uncertain things. But I love the tete-a-tete with you because you always give me pause for thought and give me a perspective that sometimes I don't have. So that part I'm ready for. Okay, here we go. Superhero or supervillain?
Superhero, always.
Okay. Missionary or box shots?
I had to go off this morning. Back shots.
Oh, you know, Slim, really? You couldn't just save the TMI for like later in the conversation. No. You just have to hit me in the forehead with it right off the rip.
Sorry.
That's okay. Waffles or pancakes?
Waffles.
Okay. Cereal or oatmeal?
Oatmeal.
Home cooked or restaurant?
What type of restaurant?
There are no precursors for it. Just home cooked or restaurant.
Home cook.
Okay. What is your favorite genre of music?
Probably like jazz instrumentals. Like
music. Okay, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, like big band or jazz. Sure. Yeah.
You know, I learn something new about you every time we talk, whether it's in group or one-on-one. I honestly would never have guessed that. Yeah. That's actually pretty damn dope.
Yeah, jazz instrumentals is my favorite. I don't need lyrics at all. Matter of fact, and if I do take lyrics, they gotta make sense. I don't need to be a conscious type rap. I'm not one of them niggas. Like, I like obviously gangster rap, but this new shit is different. It's funny, I'm actually going to a poetry unit with my students on Monday, and I'm this week all I'm doing is I'm collecting clean rap songs to show them how if you remove the rhythm and the music, you're left with poetry and the elements of poetry. So I'm really excited about that.
Come on, Slim, stay teaching. That is a beautiful thing. Okay, let's get through this. Roller coaster or water slide?
I'm gonna say water.
Come on, we know
water slide. Water slide. Uh-huh.
What is your favorite color?
Anything that's warm. So I'm talking about a burnt orange, burgundy, wine, olive green, a deep orange green, anything warm.
Okay. Sunset or sunrise?
I'm going to say sunrise, only because they appreciate it a little bit more.
Okay. And our last question, this is just like a get to know you so people can get to know a little bit more about you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Last question. You're arrested and you have to spend 1 year in jail. Mm-hmm. Which charge are you going down for? Stealing a hamburger or stealing a blunt?
Stealing a hamburger.
Okay, why?
Because I can justify that and at least appeal to the court that that's out of like a necessity, a need to nourish my body. I don't gotta pay for weed. Like, I don't do that.
Okay.
I'm not trying to.
Okay. I like that. Thank you for answering the hot seat questions. We're going to just jump right into the questions. So as a man, what does it mean to you to be loved right? And does past relationship trauma affect your decision on who you date? Like, does it change your outlook on dating a particular type of race, dating somebody that has kids, no kids, et cetera?
All right. Ask me the first half of that question again.
Okay. So as a man, what does it mean to you to be loved right?
Okay, so for me to be loved right, damn, that's a heavy question. For me to be loved right means that I need to feel the energy in the time that I put and the effort that I put forth just needs to be reciprocated with compassion. You know what I'm saying? Not because of expectation or because it's like a tit for tat. Just pure, genuine want to do things or want to be around or want to support me. I think support is the big thing. And I think too often we think that we're loved right because we don't know what we know till we know.
Mm-hmm.
And when we, we're not being loved right and we think we are, you know, you can't see it because you're in the constant state of motion, right? So you don't feel yourself moving. You don't feel yourself not being loved, right? Because you're in it, right? But everybody that's around you can see clear as day and tell you. And when they tell you, you don't want to accept it because you, you know, you want to justify this person's actions or you don't want to believe this person would do what you wouldn't do, you know what I'm saying? Or how could they when you're putting this forth effort? Like, no, that was just a, you know, we often make excuses. That was a one-time thing. That was a bump in the road. But you know, if you hit a bunch of bumps in the road, you need to get off the fucking road. I mean, it's not a good road to be on, right? So,
do you think that's a character flaw in us, though? Like, in wanting, like, I always say that, you know, in any type of relationship, just not even like an intimate relationship, but, you know, like friendships and stuff, that you shouldn't necessarily expect the person to treat you the way that you treat them. If you're going to treat them a particular type of way, do that because that's inherent in you. Is that a character flaw that we stay because we're expecting the person at some point to reciprocate?
That's a funny thing because, you know, the verbiage can get tricky because when you say the words we expect to reciprocate, that implies that I'm doing it because I want you to do it for me. And that's
something not, in return, right?
That's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it for altruism, right? But I do feel like if you truly do love me, right, with the same rigor and to the same degree that I love you, then why wouldn't you do these things? And why aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I fully expect you to. I'm not watching my watch and got a checklist. You know what I'm saying? But when such occasion rises, when you could step up to the plate, you know what I'm saying? You're not doing that. And
right.
Not doing that with intent. That's the other issue. It's one thing if you don't do things, you're oblivious, right? And because we're all can be oblivious to things. I'm a fucking Lord knows I'm a man. I said some oblivious shit the other night to my girl. And I was ragging about it ever since, right? But, you know, it's one thing to be oblivious. And once you're oblivious, you've been made aware and you have to stay conscientious so you don't go back down those. It's work, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? So you don't go back down those avenues. But, you know. You gotta stay conscious.
Okay. So the second part of the question was, does past relationship trauma affect your decision on who you date? So I asked that question, not necessarily or specifically because you're a Black man, but I know Black men who are like, nah, I'm not dating no more Black women, or, you know, I'm a date. Does past relationship trauma affect your decision on who you date?
As a Black man, I'm letting you know, I don't date out my race. When I say I don't date out my race, I mean, like, I don't date white women, and I won't, right?
You didn't have to be that specific, but I get it.
I date Spanish, whatever, Indian, whatever, but I just won't go that route. In that route, for my personal choice, my personal beliefs, but I have nothing against white people. So let me start by saying that. Number two is, does it affect, no, I don't think it affects. It may affect how I move in my next relationship. You know what I'm saying? It may affect, you know, certain decisions and certain things because we always try not to repeat the same patterns. But it doesn't affect who I date. No, I'm never gonna hold. You know, my last person I dealt with was of Central American, you know, culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna not date another Central American because she was a fucking asshole, you know?
Okay. Do you think that men, by and large, are expected to put up with bad behavior from their partner? Like, I know on a whole in society, it's like, you know, women feel like they can or should be able to get away with whatever in the relationship and, you know, bat their eyelashes 2 times, suck a dick 2 times, cook a little food or make a sandwich and all should be forgiven. Mm-hmm. But do you think, generally speaking, that men are expected to put up with bad behavior from their, because it's a woman?
Yes.
Like, you're sort of like speaking purely heterosexually.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking from a personal experience. Absolutely. I was told verbatim in my last relationship from multiple people, like, hey, you should have just, you know, yeah, you know, shit was fucked up and that was dead wrong and blah, blah, blah. And it was, you know, vile, but you should just come back or you should just eat that or you should just.
You better be shutting up right now. You can't be serious.
Like, I was physically told that. Or I was told, well, she's been acting like this. What's different now? Why do you decide to leave now?
So
that translates to, why are you standing up for yourself now? You know what I'm saying? She's, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it was fucking disgusting, bro. So I do think that the man, especially in my situation, I don't want to get into nitty gritties, you know what I mean? But you know my situation.
I do.
So with that being compound in the mix, yeah, I'm still to this day looked at as like a demon, but because I chose to leave, but yo. I would do it again. I would choose to leave again in the same situation with the same variables. I will. I'm always going to leave because I need to choose myself. You know what I'm saying?
I just, I always think it's strange that other people want to put a time frame or a limit on when you can have self-respect, or they put a time frame or a limit on when you've decided that you're done with the bullshit. Because for anybody to say to you, oh, well, you know that she's been like this. Well, yeah, you've given her a blind multiple times, hoping maybe that she would see and want to change, not even just for you and the relationship, but just for herself, because her attitude and personality is rather shitty.
Yeah.
But for people to say, and for me, like, I feel like that's, I wonder if that's just a cultural thing with us as Black people, or if that's something that's just like that exists in other cultures as well. Because I feel like with Black people, there's this general expectation that we are supposed to stay, especially if kids are involved,
yeah.
If there's a child on the way, if you're married,
only,
like
people only want you to stay until they're finished, right? Like people only want you to stay until they. I feel like people only want you to stay till they're done, right? Till they're finished. You haven't reached your max, right? And, you know, due to the nature of the relationship, certain things had already been exposed and experienced from the past, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of knew, you know, certain individuals' MOs and how they got down. So, like, I'm not going to, you know, once I said this on the first podcast you did, if you tell me you're going to kick me in the nuts, I'm going to put on a cup. Okay.
Yep.
To protect myself. It's as simple as that. So, and I would be a fool not to. So,
do you think that turmoil has just become a natural expectation in Black love and Black relationships?
So I believe everybody's perception of turmoil is different. So that's a very hard question to answer. Everybody's perception of turmoil is different. Right. People may look at my situation and say, oh, you know, you're dating a woman with kids who are not yours and they're older kids. You walk into like a turmoil situation or whatever. But for me, I'm fine.
Right.
It's perfectly fine for me. It don't bother me. Like, you know what I mean? So somebody else, if they can't handle it, you know what I'm saying? They may look at a situation as turmoil. You know what I'm saying? But I don't look at it as turmoil. Once again, I know relationships go up and down, up and down. It's how you handle the down moments, in my opinion, that determine if we pick back up or not. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
no, it's very well stated.
Yeah,
it's very well stated.
It's how you handle those down moments. So, because nothing's gonna be perfect all the time, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna go through financial stresses as a couple that may cause a person to act out because they feel like a lack of security. You may get, you know, all types of shit. You know what I mean? That each person may perceive as turmoil. You know what I'm saying? I may feel like I'm in a turmoil relationship because you ain't supporting me. And that's turmoil.
Right.
Or you know, you don't respect me. That's turmoil for me, you know? So.
Right. I know, like, when we did the our last live with three guys and a girl, you know, I'd made a point of saying, I can't remember what the exact conversation was. It was one of the questions that you asked that, you know, historically, people have just been, in particular women, have been expected to like stay and just put up with whatever's handed to them. And it's interesting and related but not related. I was recently reading up on Bob Marley, just more so in light of the movie that's coming out. Mm-hmm. And I always thought to myself, like, you know, like, I love him and for what he represents for our country, but I always thought, like, he's such a bad guy. Like, this man stepped out on his wife and had a bag of children. Mm-hmm. But then in reading his history, I realized that she had a child amidst their while they were married as well.
Yeah.
You know, so infidelity was happening on both sides. And as much as she, you know, didn't want to accept the kids that he had outside, she went and had an outside child as well. And he, in fact, accepted and adopted that child and gave that child his last name so that child would have his legacy. Sure. And so, you know, I feel like in that correction of saying that, you know, women stay and put up with it, I think people stay and put up with just shit.
Yes.
You know, well, sometimes it's easier to stay than to start over.
Yeah. So here's the thing about that. Two things. When it comes to infidelity, was it like a break baby, or did she just, were they together the whole time and she just came back pregnant by another man? she digs
me. Yeah. Like, yeah, there was no break. Because he was traveling and doing his thing. And I think at the time, like, he had maybe already had two kids from two different women while he was still married to her. There was no break. Gotcha. There was no break at all.
Yeah.
And so she felt, okay, well, you're taking Oman, let me take Oman. You're on the road, you know what I mean? I need comfort too. And she got pregnant.
Yeah, that's wild. that's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I mean,
kudos but to you. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder
I think people, like, so when I was going through separation from my first child's mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
She, that's the first time I ever went through, like, a real, like, separation, like a real true adult life shit, right? So I didn't know what the fuck was happening, right? I didn't know how to process it. I didn't know what all this shit meant, right? And I remember, like, you know, you got family members telling you different things. Oh, leave that motherfucker with this, that, you know what I mean? And my mom was the only one, my stepmom was the only one who was like, listen, fuck what everybody say, all right? If you feel like you can stay and take someone, keep working on it, keep working on your relationship, keep on. Like, don't quit, you know what I'm saying? If you feel
right,
like you can't take it no more and you need to walk away, then you're going to know. She pretty much saying you won't have to think about it. When you're ready, she pretty much telling me that you won't have to, like, think about it. It'll just be natural. It'll be easy. And you'll feel like a peace come over you and you'll just walk away. And that's exactly what the fuck happened. You know what I mean? She, like, I was amazed when I felt the peace come over me, because I thought about her immediately. Like, oh, shit, this must be what she's talking about. I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
You know, I think it's... what you said.
Do you... And for the obvious reasons, I know you don't, but do you ever have, like, do you ever sit back and say, you know what, I shouldn't have spun the block? Like, I'm seeing a lot of celebrities recently are spinning the block and everybody's kidding teed and kikiaying, and nobody ever really talks about the shit that happens behind the scenes. But there's quite a few people who are like, you know, it's been a decade, they've gone back to their ex. So as I said initially, for the obvious reasons, I know that you absolutely do not.
Yeah.
But outside of your most obvious reason, do you ever sit back and say, you know what, man, I shouldn't have gone back.
I shouldn't have gone back the second time?
Yeah, the second time.
Every single time, every single day. I wake up saying that.
The fuck? I wasn't expecting you to say that. I was expecting some sort of, like, philosophical answer. We're like, well, you know, AJ, no, because, okay, all right, that's real. Fuck that's real.
That I should listen to every fucking body on the planet. I should have fucking... Absolutely. I mean, everything happened for a reason. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, if things didn't transpire the way they did, I probably wouldn't have met the love of my life right now. Right?
Yes.
But at the same time, I would have gambled meeting her in a different capacity. I would have took that gamble.
Yes.
Sorry, babe. I would have took that gamble. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, once again, yeah. I also believe how did that movie plot, where, like, they kept going back in time and try to change shit, but the girl kept dying.
Yes.
No matter what the fuck, how you flip the shit. You know what I mean? You can't.
Yeah, you can't change it.
You can't change it. It's meant to happen in the timeline. It's going to happen. It's just going to happen in a different way. So
what is your opinion about, like, you outside of the equation, what do you think about people who go back? Like, I did a relationship where we were 20. I was maybe, oh my gosh, am I lying to you? I was in my, no, I'm lying to you again. I was in my early 30s. I think I just turned 30 when this person I had started dating. Mm. And because of his life and his lifestyle, I was like, nah, I can't stay. And, you know, I had young kids and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
10 years goes by and our paths cross again.
Uh-huh.
And so the first time we were together, we were together for 2 years. And, I ended that. You know, a decade passes. I'm like, okay, we're older, we're more mature. People have, you know, things go on and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And spent another 2 years and it was the same bullshit.
Yeah.
Do you think that people who spin the block are making a mistake by doing that, or is it like a situation by situation?
I think it's a situation by situation. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, what transpired in the first, you know, the first time you was on the block and how things went ended. I think the maintainment of friendship over time, you know what I mean? I think it depends. I'm not going to sit here and make a blanket statement and judge how you're a fool to spin the block. What I do know is that a snake only sheds its skin. To get fucking bigger and grab new skin. So that's the only piece of advice that I'm gonna say. But that depends on why you end it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Okay, so something that you mentioned, you know, that something that could help that, like the spinning block, is if the people maintain like a friendship. Do you think it's possible for people to remain friends after a breakup?
In the initial aftermath, no. But in time, absolutely. Like, if I break up with you, I'm not going to text you 3 days later, hey, you good, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, that's fucking, I think that's just bad taste on everybody, on your part, right? But, you know, as long as this, you know, everybody's mature about the situation, yeah, I feel like we could be friends. I'm not saying best friends, and unless y'all know y'all doing this just to take a break, and y'all know y'all gonna fall back into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's
okay. So, what if you were together with the person, and let's say you spent 2 years with this person, and they didn't want to tell you that they didn't necessarily want to be like with you in a committed relationship, but they liked all the benefits of being in a committed relationship. But you wanted more, and you decided, you know what? I'm not doing this no more. Well, like, I'm done.
Whoa, no.
You're friends with a person who didn't want to be in a relationship with you that you spent in a exclusively for like a year? Or do you think that's not like, that's not, you know what I mean? You understand what I mean, right? Like, you're with somebody, you're in an exclusive relationship. They decide they just want to be friends with you.
Okay.
But still want the benefits of what you had exclusively, but they don't want to commit.
So yeah. I know exactly what that. I was in that situation, and I don't agree with that at all. That's selfish.
Situation?
I was in that situation.
That's crazy.
I was in that situation where motherfucker told me, I told you about this, AJ. Motherfucker told me, like, oh yeah, we should just, you know, date.
Yeah.
And, you know, you should still pay for my nails and do this. And I was like, yeah. Pay for my hair. And I was like, well, I'm not paying for your nails. You can grip another nigga's dick. Like, that's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Me, I think time has to pass before you can, like you said, before you can have a friendship with that person. I think trying to have a friendship and hot off the heels of somebody rejecting you.
Yeah, but you can't tell me. Yeah, but you can't look at me and tell me to date me for 2 years that, oh, I don't want to be with you no more, or only you no more, but I want everything that you still offer. Like, you can't do that for 2 years. After maybe two.
Yeah, three, like, you can't months, even have conversation with me. Yeah, like, throw with the sex.
Yeah, after 3 months, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? You could say some shit like that. Now, you know what I mean? That you still need that year range. But after 2 years, you are not allowed to say, yeah, I still want everything you offer and all the benefits of you and, you know, make me a priority and shit, because that came with it, right? But
yeah,
I'm not going to make you my priority, and I'm going to step out and do what I want to do, how I want to do it. No, that doesn't work.
Yeah, for me, I feel like I can't even, like, I don't even want to have immediate conversation with you. Like, I draw the line where, like, there's not going to be, there can't be anything intimate or sexual. If we're going to be friends, it just has to be that. Yeah. But for me, even still, knowing that I was with you for a year or 2 years, and you decided that you don't want to be with me, but you just want to go back to being friends,
yeah.
I don't even know if I can be friends with you, because, like, my feelings are still entangled in that. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I look at you knowing that we used to hug up and lay up and kiss up and yeah. spend lots of time together to now, like, we're just boys?
And who said that to me was the same thing after being involved for years. Like, how do you, that's like going backwards to me, right?
Yeah.
So to me, let's see, that was a red flag. Like, bro, that behavior is a red flag to me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Speaking of red flags, I read something on the socials just recently where somebody asked a question. It was a guy that asked the question. Is it a red flag if you've been dating somebody for 4 to 5 months and don't know where they live, but they always come to your house?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, we have opposing views on this. Come, give me the reason why you think it's a red flag.
Like, I don't know. Any idea? Like, I don't even know where you live at all. You just vanish into the fucking darkness when we leave. Like, yeah. Like, I don't need to go to your house, but I need to have an idea, like, where you stay. Like, yo, you stay in this area 4 to 5 months.
Okay, like, general proximity or, like, my actual address?
Initially?
Yeah, like, it's 4 to 5 months. You guys haven't even hit a year yet. You're it's the dating stages, and you're not exclusive. Like, you guys are dating.
Oh no, but if we're not exclusive, you don't need to know where I don't need to. If we're not exclusive, I don't really need to know where you live unless I'm picking you up. You know what I mean? I'm in Tepnega. I'm gonna pick you up. You know what I mean? Unless a girl really wanna meet me there, but I would rather pick you up.
But you'd be okay with that person knowing where you live. So Okay, because I feel like in 4 to 5 months you're just dating. Like there couldn't be anything serious have happened right now where you're like, okay, yeah, this is my person. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, whenever you have to meet them, they either come to your house or you're picking them up from somewhere.
Are we fucking?
From somewhere.
Are we fucking?
Absolutely.
All right, we fucking at my house then. Yeah, they know where I live. They're gonna know where I live. You know what I mean?
But you don't know where they live.
I mean, that's okay. If we're not exclusive, then that's okay.
Okay.
If we're not exclusive, then that's okay. Then I don't care. But I'm also weird. I'm gonna fucking draw around the block 1,000 times and take a whole bunch of different routes.
because people are weird.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story. I remember this guy, this was like years ago. So let's say more than 15 years ago, this guy that I was fucking. I decided to let him come to my house one time. And then for whatever the reasons, I honestly don't even remember, we stopped talking. And Slim, when I tell you maybe a good 6 years passed and this man showed up my door. And I'm standing there because I think at the time when I met him, my hair might have been like burgundy or something. And now my hair was black. And so he comes to the door and I'm like, can I help you? And he's like, oh, you know, he remembered this address and was looking to see if AJ still lives here. And I'm standing at the door looking at this man like, are you not looking in my face and you don't know it's me? And I'm looking at him and he's looking at me. I'm like,
you know,
yeah. All right. And he's like, oh, you look so different. You know what I mean? I thought maybe you were your sister or whatever. And I'm like, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I remembered you lived here. So I just came by. I was in the area. The fuck?
Yes, bold as fuck.
My friend.
I don't even go to my boy's house.
We haven't talked in 6 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't even go to my boy's house unannounced. That's nuts.
And that for me is the concern too. Like, especially if you've got some of the people in the comments are like, oh, that person's married or that person's homeless or that person's got a whole other family. And then other people with reason were like, suppose they have kids.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
Suppose they're just not comfortable enough. Like, you guys are only dating. It's not like this is your man or your woman or your partner or your somebody. You're just dating.
I've dated a woman who had me pulling her block, right? And where I would meet her, I'm thinking she would always come out this house. And she really lived like 3-4 houses down. You know what I'm saying?
Because you can't trust. And for, okay, so.
Yeah, I'm not a thing about that. I don't, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, but men, you aside, a lot of men are very comfortable having a woman come to their house because they figure they're going to slam or whatever's going to happen, do a little Netflix and chill, want a little 1-2, you know, a little sex or whatever. My thing is, you have women in this day and age who will set your ass up for somebody to come rob you, especially if she comes to your house and she sees that you have tings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got personal stories about that shit.
Would you care to share one? Because now you have my curiosity piqued. How are you just going to say that and don't share the story, my guy?
I know. I'm going to say Peter. I know Peter was fucking had a certain profession where he had a firearm, and Peter fucking was spinning the block with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And it was animosity in between. We spent the block with, and magically the next morning his firearm went missing. Somebody broke into the house, and it was a house full of people of the same profession, so that's a bold move right there. And they knew exactly where to get to, and they stole the issue firearm.
Yeah, you can't trust. And my thing is, what is the rush? I know sometimes it's, you know, it's about the sex and wanting to have sex and, you know, save your coins and get a little hotel room. Go get a little one of them stop places where you can rent a room for a couple of hours. If it's a matter of wanting to fuck, be adventurous, fuck in the car, be adventurous, fuck in the park. People's moral compass. I don't even know if people in this day and age really have a moral compass. More times people are trying to get over and get what they can get from you or see what it is that you have. And you sometimes have people, sometimes men, sometimes women, sometimes whatever gender you identify as, that want to floss and show off their things and make people feel like they have the most amount of money, the most amount of jewelry, the most amount of everything. People don't always have good intention towards you in return.
You just said something. You dated a nigga. Your first fuck, well, you all right with a nigga fucking you in the car? Like, you all right with that? Honestly, like, if a nigga said that to you, you wouldn't be like, the fuck, nigga?
You know, honestly, though, if it's somebody that I'm really feeling and my pom-pom is jumping for that person, I'm really not going to care. We could fuck in the elevator.
That's an honest answer. I only say that because my girl...
Like, real talk.
Now, for real, I only say that because my shorty was like, She just told me about when, you know, somebody she know who went through that situation, and, you know, she couldn't bring Nigga to her house. Nigga couldn't bring, for some reason, couldn't bring her to his house. And I guess they fucked in the car, and people had different opinions, like, oh, your first fuck should be in the car. And, you know, I guess certain women feel like if your first fuck is in the car, how could you expect him to ever lay you down in a hotel room?
And does it, does it matter if it's the first or the 10th fuck? Like, the first fuck has to be in a bed because it has to be meaningful, and he doesn't respect you. That's a bunch of bullshit, because your first fuck could be in a bed and the man not chat to you the next day. Your first fuck could be in a bed and you never hear from that guy again. Granted, your first fuck could be in the car and 10 years later, you guys are still together. Like, first, the determination of where the first fuck happens doesn't necessarily guarantee you that the relationship is going to work or there's going to be something more after that. Give me a friggin' break.
Okay.
People get caught up on the wrong shit.
That's a new perspective.
No, like, real shit. It's like, you know, people say, oh, I want to save it for la, la, la. Listen to me. If I like you and you like me and we've got that chemistry and there's the flirtations going on, and like I said, my pom-pom is jumping for you, and every time I look at you, you got a little bulge happening, not a little, but you have a bulge happening in your pants, and I know that we've got sexual chemistry, if I'm going to fuck you, I'm just going to fuck you. Mana stand pan ceremony, mana wait, mana say, oh, well, it's got to be a month before because I need to know you better. You have people that you feel, you have men who sit on the pom-pom and wait for 3 years to fuck you and don't talk to you again. Because they have a point to prove.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? And I'm going to say that I'm an asshole. There are guys that I've fucked and never wanted to talk to again. Because I didn't really have any interest other than just getting some cocky or getting some head from you. And that's it.
AJ says Superman got changed in the phone booth.
I'm just saying, I'm too old and too grown to not keep it real. And I get that, you know, people want to be perceived a particular type of way. And you can give people the type of impression about you that you want all the live long day. But people are going to perceive you how they want to perceive you. For some guys, it'll be like, oh, she doesn't want to give me the pussy. She's a prude. Whereas some guys would be like, oh, I respect the fact that she's waiting. On the flip side, some men will be like, oh, she gave up the pom-pom too quick. She's a slut and a whore. Whereas some guys would be like, man, that's my bitch. Like, I love her. Yeah. I want to fuck her all the time and be with her.
Yeah, I never thought a girl was rude. I mean, a girl was a slut just because she gave the pom-pom up. You know what I mean? As long as she got, as long as she got to know me first, and I didn't have to pay her. And then you said you didn't have to. No word. Like, I never fuck. You know what I mean? Especially if we kicking it, right? If we kicking it all day, right, or 2 days, and you fuck me within the first 2 days or whatever, then 9 times out of 10 we're gonna keep fucking. You know what I mean? Because you like
exactly.
Like, I don't know.
But there, it's always like you see on you know, those things where people are like, oh, you know, how do you know it's going to last? None of us know anything about any relationship that's going to last. We just don't. You could do everything perfect or think that you've taken all the right steps and the shit doesn't work out.
No.
Meanwhile, you've met somebody where, you know what I mean, you guys have been fucking from day one on the first date, and 10 years down the road, married and two kids, and you guys are still fucking.
So, AJ,
there's no science to it.
AJ,
it's about chemistry.
Yeah, AJ, guess what? So you met my girl, right? When we first
hooked
When we first hooked up, everybody had like hella fucking opinions and judgments because we worked together and things like that. And just everybody had a fucking opinion, like, right? Even certain family members, right? Was like questioning certain things and shit. And like all this time has passed and we still vibe, like we're still best friends. We still, you know what I mean? Like, we don't went on vacation together, out the country, we didn't do all this shit. Like, so.
And I can say from being around the two of you, that vibe is pure and the energy is just nice.
Exactly.
And that's why I wanted to have this conversation with you, because I know the turmoil that you went through in the relationship before this. And even, I'm not even going to lie, when I knew that you got into this relationship, I was like, maybe you should have, in my mind, I'm like, maybe he should have waited a little bit. But when I seen the level of happiness that you were at, Slim, and then when I met her and then you and I were talking about her and actually got to meet her in real life, I was like, you know what? You were right. The path that you put yourself on to be with this woman, you were absolutely right, because I can feel from being around you the energy that you have and you exude from the way that you are being loved by this woman is different than anything you've experienced yet.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say that. So there's something going on with a lot of people. There's debate going on in my life right now where some people say I'm spoiled, right, versus taking being versus kept, right? I say I'm kept, right? But certain people look at me and say I'm spoiled. I say that to say, because like, my girl has bought me like a bento box, right? She will make these like fucking adorable little lunches every single day. But the best thing about it is she sends these fucking handwritten personal like notes attached to them every single fucking day, right? On Friday, I get a fucking nasty pic or video as my lunch note. And it's amazing. They're like fucking doing whatever, right? And I love it because it's premeditated, it's deliberate, it's with intent. You know what I'm saying?
It's intentional. It's intentional. Yes.
Sometimes she'll record the shit 3 days ago. I can tell by what the fuck she's wearing. I'm like, you ain't wear that shit this morning, yo. You did this shit 3 days ago. You feel what I'm saying? So for me, it's the intent. And, you know, it's funny when other ladies see my, you know, I work in a female dominated profession. And, when other ladies, they see my lunch, oh, Ms. Glover, you made that? That smell good. What is that? Or what culture are you? Little shit like that. And I'm like, oh, nah, my shorty made this. Or my girl, or when she sends my coffee in the morning, oh, my girl made this. Oh, you did this? Oh, I was telling her, I don't have to, you know, I don't put lotion on my elbows anymore. My girl puts lotion on my elbows. And I don't tell her true. She just does it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's strange. In the beginning, it was very strange to me. And I don't know. What do you say? You think I got used to it by now?
So I want to say two things. I think that you absolutely deserve to be spoiled and that you absolutely deserve to be kept. And those are not bad things. But you and I had asked you a question, one of the questions that, you know, that we were going to discuss. And then you sent me a clip. And this is crazy to me because this is something that a lot of people have been doing. And I feel like it's, I don't know if it's a new generation thing.
I'm a sassy nigga.
But that term sassy.
Yeah, I must be people, sassy, bro.
You must be sassy. That's what sassy. It is. For you, right. For you to even say that you're spoiled, oh, you're sassy. For you to say that you're a kept man, oh, you're sassy. For you to say that your girl rubs lotion on your elbows, oh, you're sassy. As a man who has a woman taking care of him, you're sassy. But the flip side of that is that you take care of her as well. It's reciprocal.
Yeah.
But so then my question is, how do you feel, particularly about being called that word sassy and these stupid lists that are being created left, right, and center? And I feel like it's like telling men that you don't deserve to be treated nice. But what are your thoughts on that term sassy and these stupid lists that are being created?
Okay, so number one, I've never been called the word sassy in my life. That's number one. I just heard
that. Would you punch someone in their mouth if they did?
I probably, who knows what I would say.
You don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that.
I've never been called sassy. Number two is that list that I sent you, AJ.
Yeah.
Some of it I don't agree with, but some of it I kind of do agree with. I'm not going to brunch with my niggas. I'm not doing that. I had my ex judge me. She's like, you know, she tried to call me corny because I don't go out to like brunches with my niggas and blah blah blah. I'm like, yo, you want me to go on a date with my niggas? You want me to dress up and been on you my girl and you right here. You want me to go get fly with my niggas and go out. I'm not doing that. Like, that's corny. I'll go get something to eat with my niggas if they hungry, but I'm not going to brunch. My niggas, yo, and drinking champagne, like that's weird. I'm not gonna say.
What about drinking beers? Why does it have to be champagne? You don't have to drink mimosa.
Yeah, okay, we'll go to the bar and drink some fucking beer. But I'm not going to like a brunch. I'm not putting on like a 3-piece suit and fucking some boats and going to the fuck. No, I'm not doing that. That's weird to me.
Thanks, man.
I'm just saying.
So. Okay, so tell me the things on the list that you... Okay, so outside of going to brunch, are there other things that you can... You know, honestly, yeah, so...
It.
Okay,
when it comes to your girl, when it comes to your relationship, I don't think it'll matter. Send along paragraphs? Motherfucker, you're right. I got a lot to say, so I'm going to send you a paragraph. Okay?
What about sharing feelings? Men sharing their feelings?
Of course not. Not at all. I'm very emotionally intelligent. I feel like I share more feelings to my girl sometimes. You know, her talk is like pulling teeth sometimes. Dead ass.
Right.
Yo, so I don't think that makes you sharing emotions and feelings is not at all. Telling her what you want, what you know what I mean, what you like is not fucking don't make you sassy. Anything sexual don't make you sassy. You just like the fuck you like or whatever. I don't know.
So if you're gonna go hang out with the guys, obviously you don't call it a date. What do you call it? Just hanging out?
Yeah.
So is hanging out with the guys considered sassy? Like you shouldn't be spending time? Because I've seen shit on the list like, you know, if a man drinks from a straw, he's considered to be sassy. If he likes colorful socks, he's considered to be sassy. A man who cooks is considered to be sassy.
No, I don't think you were. I mean, I'm not into colorful socks. Like, that's just not my style. And I'm not into the bright colors and shit. Like, you never see me with Bredo sneakers and the color pops. And that's just not my style and shit. But I don't think it make you sassy. I think it make you young a little bit. But
what does that mean? I don't know what that means. Young.
Like, make you young.
Like, immature?
Yeah, like, immature. You know what I mean?
Wearing colorful socks makes you immature?
I feel like you're trying to keep up with the trend, you know? Like the fucking kids. I feel like that's something that I see all the kids doing. I don't know.
It's really interesting.
I work in a high school. I work in a professional with kids. I see them wearing colorful socks and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
what?
I don't know.
Huh. I've never... Man, there's gonna be a lot of people in the that wear colorful socks.
If I see a grown man doing a TikTok dance, I think that's weird. If I see a grown woman doing a TikTok dance, I think that's weird.
Okay, well then say it like that. Don't make it like that. It's just if dudes are doing it, that it's problematic. But okay, but what if the person's a dancer? Is that still? So are male dancers on a whole then just sassy?
If it's a dancer, then go do like traditional dance, bro. What are you doing in 30 seconds?
My friend, what is traditional dance? You're so
go on the fucking stage and you know what I'm saying? And do some dancing. What are you dancing in 30 seconds? You know, you're not doing anything. You can shut up the church. The fuck? You got a whole, you know what I mean? That's nasty as that.
You take issue with the length of time that they're dancing.
Because, you know, I take issue that they're trying to mask it as they're dancing and it's a 30-second clip. What the fuck are you doing for 30? It's a routine.
You like, are hilarious.
That choreography, the fuck? Yeah, if I see an adult doing TikTok and shit, dancing, that's fucking weird to me. Strange.
Okay, so when you go to a restaurant, so another one I've seen, any man who blows on his food to cool his food before eating it is considered sassy because men are supposed to apparently bone up their mouth.
I mean, I burn my mouth. I'm like, I'm a ass nigga. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't chew my food either, honestly.
Balance of things. Like,
I'll throw up before I chew my food sometimes. It's crazy.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I don't always chew my food. I take humongous bites.
Are you a fucking caveman? What are you talking about? Slim. So you'd rather nearly choke on your food than to chew your food because of what is too dainty?
No. I'm just playing. I just take humongous bites for some weird reason, and you know that happens sometimes.
That's some utter wellness right there.
It's funny you should call me caveman because that's what people they say. Yo, you're mad prehistoric. What the fuck? Kind of grunting ass nigga.
I say that to my son all the time. Like, I told him that he eats like a Neanderthal. Like, I will literally, this guy will have a plate of food, and I'm talking like a big plate of food, and I promise you, I will turn my head for 3.5 seconds, fast, yes. and it's gone.
Yeah, I'm a fast eater. Yes, that's what it is. I'm a fast eater. Not that I eat sloppy.
I mean, that's not eating. That's inhaling your food. That's a very different thing. You're not eating your food.
My little brother used to look at me and be like, bro, you don't taste your food? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like you're not in like sitting down enjoying your food.
No, I do. I enjoy my food, but now I don't think if you have to blow on your food, that don't make you suspect of whatever the fuck the word is. I don't
do that. Okay. Well, that is it for me and a series of questions that I have for you. I appreciate you. This has been a fun and funny and enlightening conversation as always. You want me to do your outro since you don't have an outro? You want to do your outro?
You could do my outro.
Pum Pum Posse, this has been the Pum Pum Chronicles podcast with my splendiferous and spectacular guest, Slim Stay Scheming. You can find him on his socials at Slim Stay Teaching, formerly Slim Stay Scheming. We've upgraded. You can find him on his socials at Slim Stay Teaching. You can find his link through Three Guys and a Girl if you choose, or just straight Slim Stay Teaching. If you want to get in contact with him, you can reach out through the DMs. Keep it respectful. Keep it respectful. Keep it respectful. Slim, thank you so much for doing this conversation with me. I appreciate you.
No problem.
Pum Pum Posse, bless up yourselves. This has been the Pum Pum Chronicles podcast. Of course, again, you can find me on my socials, the Pum Pum Chronicles podcast, on Instagram and Twitter. you know, these elusive days of sometimes sunlight and sometimes darkness. In the words of Mr. L, check on your strong friends. Make sure you continue to check on yourself. Seasonal depression is a true and real thing. Get out into the sunshine when you can. Get that natural vitamin D if you're inside your house and you get some vitamin D that's equally as good. In the meantime and in between time, make sure to practice your self-love, self-care, and take care of yourself until the next time. Peace. Mm-hmm.
Trying to get closer to you, I'm motioning you to pull over, boo. I'm the siren that you hear. I'm the butt police, and I'm looking at your rear, rear, rear. Prada, I'ma end up in the back of a squad car by the end of tonight. I'm a rock star, get your wing up. It's attack at a yacht bar, homie Kenya. Show me where the guys done pass all talk, cause I'm sick of sniffing asphalt. Every thought's caught, got my pants off at the crosswalk and suspenders. And I can't feel my limbs, cause I'm gonna